Napa know-how.
There are lots of amazing cars on the road, but perhaps none more amazing than the paid-off car. It may not be pretty, but the price is right. Heck, if you keep that thing running, it'll actually start paying you. Because with Napa Rewards, for every $100 you spend, you'll get $5 off. So keep your car running longer, stronger with Napa Rewards and watch the savings start rolling in. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Locked On Eagles Podcast. I am your host, Teron Davenport. Good morning. We are here to bring you another edition. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Locked On Eagles. You could also subscribe on Audio Boom, Locked On Eagles. This is what we do, folks. Every day, Monday through Friday, we bring you just a quick, hard-hitting conversation about the Philadelphia Eagles. Today, we have an interview with Rodney McLeod. In addition to that, I'll be bringing you just conversation about Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, some of the things that they bring to the table that really make it harder to defend them. So, kicking it right off, looking at Roethlisberger, this is a big quarterback. And that's the first thing that any of the Eagles defenders mention when I talk to them about Roethlisberger and just the challenge that he presents. And with him being a big quarterback, that makes it harder for him to tackle or to sack. It's harder to bring him down. And how many times have you watched the Steelers play and you see Roethlisberger break a tackle, point downfield to direct his receiver to turn his route up or move with him across the field, and he just unleashes an off-balance throw, and you're just in awe watching it in the air and landing perfectly into the receiver's hands. I mean, it's a big play that is always waiting to happen when you have a guy like Roethlisberger that could break the pocket and be so dangerous. Now, he's not the most athletic quarterback, but he is able to, you know, keep his balance and you know, get the ball where it has to go. And that's the thing that really is outstanding about him. But then in addition to that, you look at the control, the command he has on that offense. I mean, these are things that we talk about with Carson Wentz. But let me tell you, this is an example that's really set by Ben Roethlisberger, how to really be the orchestrator of the offense. And you'll see him, you know, get guys set. You'll see him move guys around. And they do a whole lot of things to get Antonio Brown the football. That chemistry that he and Antonio Brown have is out of this world. In my book, that quarterback receiver tandem is probably it's the most dangerous in the NFL. Antonio Brown just brings so much to the table. You watch him on the outside and just what he's able to do, the footwork. You know, I talked to Jalen Mills about that yesterday, and he just said, you know, the footwork that he has on the outside is the best in the league, and I can't disagree with him. Just the ability to stop and start and just always be fundamentally sound with his release. He's hard to jam. He's a guy that is able to beat physical corners in his route, you know, the one that tries to bump him and you know, get the hands on him. He's able to shed that. He's just a guy that when you watch him play, it's a coaching tape. He's always in position, and that's a part of that chemistry. You know, Roethlisberger is able to throw it to a spot knowing Antonio Brown will be there. There's so many times where you'll see him release the ball, he throws it, and you're like, where is it going? But then you see Antonio Brown at the last second get into the screen and make the catch, and it's just like, wow, that chemistry is really there. And that's something that they've worked on. Roethlisberger has said that he really trusts his guy, and he knows that, you know, he's going to be where he needs him to be, and he trusts him to be able to come up with the football. And that's something that's pretty interesting, because normally you trust a receiver, you know, 50-50 or just, you know, even throwing when they're covered. Normally that's something you only look at when you got a guy like last week, Alshon Jeffrey. But that's not the issue with the Steelers, man. Roethlisberger will deliver the ball to him. So here's what happens. Getting back to what you see with Roethlisberger and his ability to break tackles and you know, elude the pass rush, you always, as a defensive back, you have to stick to the receiver. You have to plaster yourself. And this week is going to be one of those weeks where they really have to be disciplined and play through the whistle. And they have to, you know, I had a conversation with Nolan Carroll, too, and it just popped into my mind, and it makes complete sense. And he was saying about how if a receiver makes his break and you stick with him after the break and the ball isn't thrown, you can't give up on the play. It's different this week. And it's not necessarily give up on the play, but you can't stop. You have to keep moving, because a lot of times what you'll see is the receiver will run his route and he'll stand there, and then all of a sudden he'll turn and move again. And Carroll was just saying how you have to be able to do that. When the receiver moves, you have to move. So that was a really good point. And that's what you have when you're going against these guys. I mean, Antonio Brown gets so many yards off of the broken plays, you know, the QB scramble drill. And that's, they're able to connect on that so much. And that's something that to really keep your eye on this week when the Eagles play the Steelers. So let's go ahead and bring in Rodney McLeod. I like some of the things that he had to say. So check this interview out.
Great guy, proving himself in this league, and you know, it's just very rewarding. You know, we just got to go out there and obviously prove, you know, what we're worth, hold ourselves to a high standard here, me and Jink, and you know, just go out there and just try to make plays.
This week, you got Roethlisberger, man. You got that QB scramble drill that the running or the receivers are going to turn up and do what they have to do in order to extend the plays and make big plays. How does that change your mindset? I mean, as a guy, if you're the last line of defense, so how does that kind of, does that change, or is it just a same week-to-week type of approach?
Ben Roethlisberger, you know, great quarterback in this league, can make every throw. You know, that's one of his best character traits, man. He buys time for those guys. Big guy in the pocket, able to, you know, escape, break tackles from the D lineman. So we're going to have to plaster in coverage, so we're going to have to stay on top of guys, and you know, it's going to be a task, man. They got great receivers, too. So it's a real good group overall.
Does it make it more difficult to be that last guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very difficult when you have a quarterback like that who can throw it anywhere on the field and have the ability to break tackles and make plays with his feet and with his arm. So, you know, it makes our job a lot harder as defensive backs. And when you have guys like Antonio Brown and Sammy Coates and guys that can stretch the field like them, you know, it just makes our job even harder. Yeah, last year played against him. So, you know, I'm aware of what he's capable of. See it every week, man. You know, you just try to get beats on them from film study, you know what I'm saying, recognizing route concepts and things like that. But, yeah, we're going to have our hands full.
How'd you do against him?
I mean, I think we held up pretty good, held him to 12 points last year. So, hoping to do the same thing, man. But, you know, I definitely respect his game and respect him as a player.
They have a discipline, a bigger aspect this week when you have a guy like Fanny who's always trying to extend the play and keep his eyes down the field.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, like I was saying, it makes our job harder as defensive backs. So, you know, when we have to cover longer than just 4 seconds, a guy that can buy time for those guys to get open, you know, receivers just run around and, you know, he gets them open. He makes great throws on the run, and that's what makes him, that's why he is who he is.
You guys have played well the first two games. Talking to Brandon Graham, he said that this is a GPS game for you guys. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, I think this could be a statement game for us. You know, a talented offense like theirs, a lot of matchups, you know, and, you know, I think we're up for the challenge, man. It's going to start how we prepare here. I think we got a great start today, and, you know, we just move forward tomorrow and Friday and, you know, give it our all on Sunday.
You mentioned matchups. I mean, they got a 6'6 tight end.
Yeah.
You got to drop down in the box and cover them. How do you approach that?
Man, you just got to play to your strengths, man. Obviously, I wasn't blessed, you know, to be 6'4", but, you know, I was blessed with other talents and abilities. And, you know, it just goes back to knowing what they do, man, and knowing your opponent.
There you have it. That was Rodney McLeod. Made some interesting points. I noticed how he says you have to play until the end of the play, and you know, always as the last line of defense. It's a lot more difficult when you're going against a quarterback and receiver tandem like Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger. Really good points there. This is a statement game for the Eagles defense. Let's face it, the Browns and the Bears, they don't have too much respect within the NFL. And they're an offense. I mean, with Alshon Jeffrey yesterday, you know, very capable of making, last week, very capable of making things happen, but it just does not get the same respect, and it's not the same quality of defense as what you, or offense as what you get when you're watching the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's going to be a good opportunity for them to make a statement. This is really what I call a GPS game for that defense. And even just in watching Carson Wentz, you know, he's going to get a chance to see Roethlisberger up close and personal. Now, obviously, he won't be able to watch the game for the most part because when they're not on the field, they're going over things. But he'll be able to see some things. And it's a good exhibition for him just to be able to see the guy that he's compared to, right, wrong, or indifferent. There are some things that they have similar as far as the ability to extend the play, the ability to, you know, make plays down the field. So it's going to be interesting to really watch this game. I'm looking forward to it. So I wanted to bring you that interview and just a little bit of conversation about the Eagles defense and how they could make a statement this Sunday. That's the show, folks. I appreciate you tuning in. Again, be sure to follow the Locked On Sports Network overall on iTunes. Locked On Eagles on iTunes and Audio Boom. Follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. In addition to that, TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Football season is here, and you can get in the action and play like the pros at MyBookie.net. At MyBookie.net, you can feel the excitement of predicting your favorite sports. It's never too late to make a play. You can even use your smartphone for nonstop action on the go. MyBookie.net. Go online now. Use promo code EAGLES to be entered into their $1 million prize pool, or call 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie.net. Sign up today.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.